I'd like to call to order the Thursday, December 7th, 2017, TAC Committee for Amex. We'll call that to order. Determination of a quorum. Mr. Baker.
Yes, we have a quorum.
Very good. Mr. Baker, do we have any communications?
We do. We received a letter from our former TAC chairman, Mr. John True. Mr. True is retiring from the city of Aurora, or I believe is taking vacation the rest of the year, but is retired, which is why Joe is sitting in today. He has written us a letter, which we'll insert into the record.
To the Technical Advisory Committee from John D. True, Chairman, I regret to inform you that I've been swept away from my job in Aurora as Director of Public Services, Engineering, Utilities, and Inspection. This letter is being read due to the fact that I am at OPERS in Columbus filing for retirement this very day. It was an honor and privilege serving as your chairman on the TAC this calendar year. I also chaired this committee in 2005. The MPO process and policy created here at AMAC should be a model throughout the country. Many MPOs are not as structured, nor do they stretch the federal dollar as we do here. Please continue to work with Executive Director Curtis Baker and his talented staff. The process is working, and I have seen this in my 36-year public career. Thank you for your support, dedication to your local political subdivisions, and the process. May you all have a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Sincerely, John True. So we have that. We will move on to minutes. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
Thank you, Mr. White. Do I have a second?
Second, please.
Thank you, Mr. Wiki. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. And before we move on to staff reports, Carrie did ask for me to remind the body that when we do make motions, please make sure you do say your name so that it'll help them a little bit easier with the record keeping of who makes the first and second. With that being said, we'll move on to financial progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3A is our financial progress report. If you look at it, you'll see that we've spent about 30% of the budget. We're almost halfway through the year. We are under budget and in good shape this year financially. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do you have any questions for Mr. Baker?
We have a vote to approve the financial report.
Tomasi, second.
Thank you. Hearing no further, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. And we will move on to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you again. So the one thing I just want to let you know that was sort of interesting on the federal perspective, the Trump administration had floated out an idea of a 7-cent gas tax increase to potentially pay for an infrastructure bill that would come down the pipe in 2018 calendar. However, the response from the Democratic minority leader Chuck Schumer. basically said that a gas tax is not on the table, so it will not be discussed by the Democratic caucus. So all of a sudden it seems like the roles have been reversed when it comes to infrastructure funding. Other than that, the Transportation Secretary did say they were optimistic of floating an infrastructure bill in January. However, Paul Ryan has stated that the first things out of the gate after tax reform might actually be welfare reform and health care, and if that's the case, I can assume that infrastructure will not be on the calendar in 2018. So we will see. Also, just a lot at this time of year, we send out our member update forms for our TAC membership, our alternates, our policy committee, their alternates. Carrie, I believe, are you going to email those as well?
Yes, I'll be emailing them. I've been giving them to some people here today that can more or less just reappoint themselves if need be, or at least get the ball rolling on the update process. So,
right. So be on the lookout for those if you haven't received them, or if there have been changes, which I know there have been a few, let us know, and we'll make sure then when you come in, we'll have a nameplate and all that good stuff for you. Otherwise, you will see a draft of the funding scoring today. And Dave will talk about that in the next report, but that's about all I have. So, happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Baker? Hearing none, we'll move on to the MS Federal Funds Report. Mr. Goulet.
There's a couple other items I'd like to touch on. First of all, the CMET project funding is pretty much done now. Later in this meeting, I'll go over the projects that were selected in a little more detail. We will add those to the TIP. After next week's meeting. The TAC TIP subcommittee will meet immediately after this meeting to discuss the new projects, the new project applications that we just most recently received. We do have about $3.7 million of STVG funding in fiscal year 2018. So if anybody has any phase of any project that you think you can move up, let us know. I know it's kind of late in the game now, but we do have a balance, and we would really like to use it. Otherwise, we'll have to probably loan that to another MPO somewhere, so we don't get so we don't lose it. So now on to the new project applications that we received. I'll just kind of briefly go over these. STVG, this is probably our most versatile and type of funding that that we give out. This can be used for highway projects, transit, bicycle, almost anything. This is the funding that's used for larger jobs, a lot of anything that requires widening or reconstruction. We received 20 applications. $54.6 million was requested, and about $18.4 million is available. The next category is resurfacing. This is a very popular program, and this is exactly what it implies. It's 3 inches, up to 3 inches of asphalt overlay, and that's pretty much it. No work to any other structures. It does include some base repair if you do need that. We received 55 applications, and $26.8 million was requested, and about $12.3 is available. And lastly is the Transportation Alternative Set-Aside Program, or the TASA program. This is to be used strictly for bike and pedestrian programs or projects. Any non-motorized project. We received 14 applications. We have $8.1 million requested, and we have $2.3 million available. So as you can see in each category, you know, we have to score them and rank them, and then the TAC TIP subcommittee will review the rankings, and then we'll make in January I'll have a final list of the projects. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Other than that, that's pretty much it for the federal funds report.
And Dave, if I can just add, you know, one of the things that when we had our funding policy subcommittee that reviewed our funding policy, one of the big conversations had was the policy committee did not like kind of being handed the recommended projects and say, hey, vote for these today. So part of the purpose of this is to provide well over a month for every community to see where they scored, have the opportunity to make any comments or anything like that, so that the plan is, like Dave said, we would approve all these in January officially on the TIP, barring any unforeseen circumstances. So today with the TAC tip, we're going to be looking a lot at just where that funding line falls and where's the appropriate place and if there are any other issues. But so this is an attempt really to be more transparent with all the members so you guys all have a chance to comment on how we score the project.
Yeah, you have a copy of each funding category attached to your attachment 3C, and if obviously it's a lot to look at the moment, once you get back to the office, and if you have any questions or anything, just feel free to give us a call. Because like Curtis said, we won't be approving these till January.
Very good. Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Goulet. We have no old business. We have no new business. We move right on to resolutions. Resolution 2017-13. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6A in your mailout to the TIP amendment. This resolution seeks to add recently awarded federal funds to the TIP for part of the current fiscal year 2018. ODOT is awarding these funds through its Ohio Transit Preservation Partnership Program. These are ODOT attributable funds that are being flexed over for transit use. CARTA is requesting the addition of $800,000 of federal funds in fiscal year 2018 as part of their annual preventive maintenance budget. These funds will be used to maintain their vehicle fleet as well as their bus facilities and transfer locations. The source of funding is ODOT attributable surface transportation funds and will replace CARTA's own federal transit funding. CARTA is also requesting the addition of $413,000 in state attributable CMAQ funds in the current fiscal year for the purchase of 5 small buses. Also awarded through the OTPTP program, these funds will be issued at 100% federal through the use of toll revenue credits. And this project revises the current part of small bus purchase. And lastly, part is requesting the addition of approximately $89,000 in state CMAQ funds to purchase an additional CNG fueling pump for their new bus fueling station. In summary, this amendment, ODOT is providing part with an entire year's worth of federal funds, so thank you to ODOT for the approximately $1.3 million in federal funds for this year for part of. And the staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2017-13. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions? There are no questions. I'll entertain a motion.
Paradise, so moved.
Second, Pat.
Very good. I have a first and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. We'll move on to Resolution 2017-14. Mr. Gardner.
Attachment 6B of your mailout. The purpose of this resolution is to approve AMAT support for ODOT safety performance targets. Safety performance management is part of the overall transportation performance management program by the U.S. DOT. Federal Highway Administration is requiring state DOTs and agencies like AMAT to develop a strategic approach that uses system information to make investment and policy decisions in order to achieve national goals. Recent federal legislation requires ODOT and AMAT to establish performance measures and set targets that demonstrate reductions in fatal and serious injuries on all public roads. The required performance measures for safety are fatalities, the fatality rate, the number of serious injuries and injury rate, and the number of non-motorized fatalities and injuries. AMATS is required to establish safety performance measures by February 27th. Two options are available for satisfying this requirement. Commit to a quantifiable target for each measure within the area or approve of ODOT's statewide targets and agree to plan and program projects so that they can contribute for the accomplishment of these goals. After reviewing historical crash trends, expectations external factors and through consultation with the state MPO, that was recommending a 1% annual reduction target across all five safety categories. The full discussion of safety planning and the identification of safety needs for the AMATS area can be found in the latest traffic crash report approved by the Policy Committee in January of 2017. The use of performance measures for safety will impact AMATS member applications for funding at the local, state, and federal level. The AMATS funding policy guidelines may be amended in the future in order to support safety goals as additional federal program rules become available. Staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2017-14. This resolution approves AMATS support for ODOT safety performance goals. And we would be happy to answer any questions.
Hearing no questions.
Dave White moves to approve the resolution.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Mr. Howes, second.
Thank you. Chairman, first and second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Very good. We'll move on to resolution 2017-15. Mr. Poulet.
Thank you. I promised you earlier we would discuss the CMAQ projects in a little more detail, and that's what I'd like to do now. The statewide CMAQ committee received 87 project applications requesting over $300 million from MPOs around the state. AMATS received about $14.8 million, which is, I guess, their the share that we are calculated to receive, roughly $14.8 million. And we were able to fund seven projects out of this $14.8 million. And I'd kind of like to just briefly look at each project. The first project is in Conley Township. It was sponsored by Summit County. It's improving the intersection of Copley Road and Cleveland-Maslin Road. $400,000 was requested, and what this project is doing is adding a southbound right turn lane and a eastbound left turn lane. And the reason for this this additional traffic going through this area is the is, I believe, the closure of there's been a closure at Minor Road and State Route 21, and that pushed a lot of more traffic through this intersection. The next project is up in Twinsburg, State Route 91 and Interstate 480. CMAQ requested was $3.6 million. The proposal at this time is called a diverging diamond interchange. Now, this could possibly change, but if this does happen as planned, it'll be one of the first in the area. The next project is in Fairlawn. This is the construction of a roundabout at Rock Rock Road and improvements at the Cleveland-Maslin Road interchange with the ramps of I-77. The amount of CMAQ for this project is $3.3 million. Parter and Metro received some buses. Parter received two 35-foot buses, and Metro received three CNG buses. Those were awarded, transit agencies were awarded $920,000 and $1.6 million for the purchase of the new buses. In Hudson, an improvement to State Route 91 south of downtown This is adding a turn lane to State Route 91 between Barlow Road and Veterans Way. The CMAQ awarded to this project was $2.5 million. And finally, in Streetsboro, this is an improvement, a similar improvement to State Route 43, adding a continuous center turn lane. They requested $4.2 million, but unfortunately, we didn't have quite enough to fully fund this project. So it was given about $2.6 million. And the rest of that may be supplemented with another funding source, which we'll talk about next month. So anyhow, those are the seven projects that we were able to fund, and resolution 2017-15 is the approval of these projects, and then adding them to the current TIP. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
If I move to move the resolution.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Half second.
Good. Having a first and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll move on to other business. Letter A, report of the 2018 nominating committee. Mr. Baker.
All right. Well, obviously, Mr. True was part of that nominating committee, as well as Mr. Finney and Ms. Moore from Twinsburg. The nominating committee would like to make the nomination that Mr. Joe Steffen currently, well, I guess technically now you are chair, but current, continue as chair on through the next calendar year. We'd also like to recommend that John Chiskowski, which I think that's the right way.
John C. was just fine, but yeah.
John C. Yeah, John C. Yeah, will be nominated to be the vice chair for next year. And with that, we appreciate a motion in that.
Dave, I move to approve.
Jim Bowling, second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Congratulations.
Thank you. 2018 MS meeting calendar. Mr. Baker.
Yes, so this is in the last thing in your calendar, or in your mail out, is the calendar. Just take a note of our major dates. Our annual meeting, again, is the Friday before Columbus Day. If you see any major conflicts, usually we try to dodge OTEC for obvious reasons and things like that. If you see anything major, please let us know. But from our perspective, this has worked pretty well. You see, the one change is that our Citizens Involvement Committee is going to be back to meeting on the same day as TAC next year. So, but with that, I believe we do need a motion to approve the calendar.
Okay, a motion.
Paradise, so moved.
Second? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And we will move on to adjournment.
Right?
Yep. So I'll entertain a motion. Thank you. Do I have a second? Thank you, Mr. Paradise. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Let the record show that we are adjourned at 1:55 p.m.